In Masechta Shabbos, in the Sugi of Chanukah, the Gemara says, Psilas ushmanim she'em adlikim behem b'Shabbos. Inferior candles and oils which we may not kindle with them on Shabbos, madlikim behem b'Chanukah. We may, however, light with them on Chanukah. The Sefer Moharanayim offers a powerful homiletical interpretation on this statement. Neiros, which connotes souls, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, that are psulin, meaning they are unaffiliated and disconnected. They feel flawed and deficient to the point where she'ein madlikim behem b'Shabbos, where incredibly even the profound light and warmth of Shabbos does not ignite their uninspired soul, madlikim behem b'Chanukah. The awesome luminous lights of Chanukah will ignite even those neshamas. Statistics prove that more Jewish people around the world feel connected to the Yontav of Chanukah than any other Jewish holiday. So what is so unique about Chanukah that it has this amazing ability? It does something to the person that no other Yontav can achieve. It's because Chanukah is what we would like to call the underdog Yontav. It falls out at the end of the month. The mitzvah is done exclusively at night. We start lighting from the left side. Even inferior oils can be used. The Yontav of Chanukah is loved by all because Chanukah is the Yontav of inclusivity. It's the holiday that does not leave any Jew out in the cold. Chanukah does not discriminate. It accepts and embraces everybody. Every Jew, no matter their level of observance, is included and can connect to the warmth and luminescence of Chanukah. The Gemara asks, "My Chanukah, what was the miracle of Chanukah? Why do we light candles on Chanukah?" And the Gemara answers, "When the Greeks entered the Heichel, timu kol hashmanim, they defiled all the oils that were in the Beis Hamikdash. And when the Hashmanim emerged victorious, batku, they searched the confines of the Beis Hamikdash, v'loy matzu ela pach echad shel shemen, and they found only one jar of pure oil." And the question is, first the Gemara says, Timu kol hashmanim. The Yevonim contaminated all of the oils. But then the Gemara goes on to say that they found one jar of oil. So how is that possible? If all the oils were touched by the Greeks and rendered impure and unusable for the menorah, how are they able to find one jar of pure oil? And the Rebbe Reb Shmelka says, the Gemara itself gives us the answer. Batku. Initially, there was no pure oil to be found. But then Batku, the Yidden performed an intense search. And only because they searched, Hashem performed a miracle for them and they found the oil. The searching was a prerequisite for the Nes happening. Had they not searched, had they not put forth the effort, the jar of oil would have never been found. And the miracle of Chanukah would have never taken place. And the lesson is, when everything appears to be Tomei, when all hope is gone, and things look hopeless and bleak, and despite that, we put forth the effort and exert ourselves to continue searching and seeking light, Hashem will go beyond the world of nature and guide us towards that light. Every Jew, no matter how far removed and unaffiliated from Yiddishkeit, no matter how depressed and despondent they may feel, can connect and find comfort in the warmth and radiance of Chanukah. Why is that? Because Batko. When we search inside the recesses of every Yid, we will find that pach shemen, that pure jar of oil, that pintel yid, that can never be destroyed. A few weeks ago, we know, there was a huge rally in Washington, D.C. in support of Israel. There was a young man there that didn't look remotely Jewish. Long hair, piercings, tattoos. They asked him, "What brings you here?" And he said, "Although my parents are Jewish, but religion never meant anything to me. I live in the Midwest and I never even identified as a Jew. My mother spoke about escaping religious persecution in Iraq, and my father lost many family members in the Holocaust, but to me, they were just stories. It never resonated with me. Until October 7th. On that day, everything changed. After seeing the way the world reacted to the horrible atrocities and witnessing scenes of Jew hatred on the streets of America and on college campuses, the Jew inside me woke up. So I want to thank the enemies of Israel and all the anti-Semites out there that are marching in cities worldwide, spewing messages of hatred, for giving me the wake-up call that connected me to my God, to my religion, and to my people. Am Yisrael." What a story. It was the hate and the darkness that awakened the Pintel Yid that was embedded deep inside his Yiddish neshama. On Chanukah, we light candles symbolizing our holy neshama. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Chanukah is 8 days. Shmoyne Yomim. Shmoyne is the same letters as neshama. Neshama has the letters of shemen, oil, in it. Chanukah, which always falls out during the darkest time of year, the days with the least amount of daylight, has the incredible ability to ignite even the lowliest neshama. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.